这是2020年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将你的答案转涂到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello.I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago.I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings.Monday Spanish, Tuesday Italian, Wednesday German, and Friday French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有5秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to try this jacket on, please.
Okay, the changing rooms are over there. Tom, your music is too loud.
Our band is practicing for the show, Mom.
But it's already the middle of the night.
Okay, we'll cut it off right away. You look pretty busy. What's up?
We're putting together an office party this Friday evening. There'll be about 30 people, and I'm the organizer.
Nice! But it's probably best not to overwork yourself. Enjoy!
Hi, Henry. Did you say you're going to take a vacation next week?
Actually, I'm leaving for San Francisco this weekend.
Cool. But I can't get away until the end of August.
Donna, have you booked the flight to London for me?
Sure, Bill. Do you need a ride to the airport? I can do it.
No, thanks. I will park my car at the airport.
每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hi, Lucy. This is Pete.
Hi. What's up?
Listen, I'm afraid I'll be a little late tonight. Remember I said earlier that I would pick you up at 6? Now I'm going to meet you at about 6:45, as there's been a problem here at work.
Okay. Don't worry. The film begins at 8. I'll wait.
Good. Get something to eat before I arrive, okay?
I will.
Hi, Lucy. This is Pete.
Hi. What's up?
Listen, I'm afraid I'll be a little late tonight. Remember I said earlier that I would pick you up at 6? Now I'm going to meet you at about 6:45, as there's been a problem here at work.
Okay. Don't worry. The film begins at 8. I'll wait.
Good. Get something to eat before I arrive, okay?
I will.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hi, Mark. I've decided to leave the company. I had an amazing time here, but it is time for me to move on.
May I ask why, Kathy? I do hope that you stay with us here.
Well, you know, I've got a new job in a big engineering firm. It's a management position.
In that case, I think that I understand your decision, and you have my support.
Thanks for understanding. But I can work here 2 more weeks.
That's great. Will you be able to finish your present project?
Sure. And if you hire someone within 10 days, I'd be happy to provide training in my areas. Hi, Mark. I've decided to leave the company. I had an amazing time here, but it is time for me to move on.
May I ask why, Kathy? I do hope that you stay with us here.
Well, you know, I've got a new job in a big engineering firm. It's a management position.
In that case, I think that I understand your decision, and you have my support.
Thanks for understanding. But I can work here 2 more weeks.
That's great. Will you be able to finish your present project?
Sure. And if you hire someone within 10 days, I'd be happy to provide training in my areas. Well done. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Tired. I'm just tired.
But you did so well to get second place in today's car race.
Well, I came out here aiming for the gold. I got third place last time, and it was not the result I had hoped for.
What happened today? You were looking extremely good at the start.
I blew it. The car was a bit out of control.
Some people might have given up at that point.
I was determined to do it, to finish the round.
So what now?
Tomorrow's going to be tough, much tougher than today.
Well, I think you showed great determination today. Good luck for tomorrow, and thanks for speaking to us. Well done. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Tired. I'm just tired.
But you did so well to get second place in today's car race.
Well, I came out here aiming for the gold. I got third place last time, and it was not the result I had hoped for.
What happened today? You were looking extremely good at the start.
I blew it. The car was a bit out of control.
Some people might have given up at that point.
I was determined to do it, to finish the round.
So what now?
Tomorrow's going to be tough, much tougher than today.
Well, I think you showed great determination today. Good luck for tomorrow, and thanks for speaking to us.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十六三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
So, what is your new apartment like, Terry?
Oh, it's great. There are 2 bedrooms, a nice kitchen, and a living room.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, And there is a grocery store next to the apartment building. And there is a laundry and a fast food restaurant across the street, so it is a quick way to get a meal.
That's good. How much do you pay in rent?
Well, I have a roommate, so I pay half the rent. That is $275 a month with gas, water, and electricity included. And the internet and satellite TV are separate.
That's really a wonderful price. How on earth did you find a place like that?
I just found it online.
Great! So, what is your new apartment like, Terry?
Oh, it's great. There are two bedrooms, a nice kitchen, and a living room.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, and there is a grocery store next to the apartment building. And there is a laundry and a fast food restaurant across the street, so it is a quick way to get a meal.
That's good. How much do you pay in rent?
Well, I have a roommate, so I pay half the rent. That is $275 a month with gas, water, and electricity included. And the internet and satellite TV are separate.
That's really a wonderful price. How on earth did you find a place like that?
I just found it online.
Great!
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hello, I'm Jeff Anderson from Coventry, England, and in today's program, I'd like to share with you a special kind of English culture, the football. A lot of people in England are crazy about football. During the football season, whenever there is a big match, all the flags for local football teams, such as Liverpool and Newcastle, are hung outside every window, or even spread proudly on T-shirts or scarves. There is an atmosphere of excitement in the air. Groups of young men crowd into dark, packed pubs, staring at television screens. Of course, they are covered head to toe in the colors of their team. They shout and scream in sadness when their team loses a goal, or with joy when there is a moment of success. You do not have to be a fan of football to get caught up in the excitement. As far as victories are concerned, England had its big moment in 1966 in Wembley Stadium. The World Cup victory is in the hearts and minds of all football fans. Now, whenever England is playing a big match, red and white covers every inch of every pub, a symbol of hope, the English flag. While football has never been something I am particularly interested in, for years, I've had to pretend excitement and pick a team to support. You cannot say you don't like or do not follow football in England, as often this would lead to a long dialogue in which someone would begin telling you why you should support their team. Hello, I'm Jeff Anderson from Coventry, England. And in today's program, I'd like to share with you a special kind of English culture, the football. A lot of people in England are crazy about football. During the football season, whenever there is a big match, all the flags for local football teams, such as Liverpool and Newcastle, are hung outside every window, or even spread proudly on T-shirts or scarves. There is an atmosphere of excitement in the air. Groups of young men crowd into dark, packed pubs, staring at television screens. Of course, they are covered head to toe in the colors of their team. They shout and scream in sadness when their team loses a goal, or with joy when there is a moment of success. You do not have to be a fan of football to get caught up in the excitement. As far as victories are concerned, England had its big moment in 1966 in Wembley Stadium. The World Cup victory is in the hearts and minds of all football fans. Now, whenever England is playing a big match, red and white covers every inch of every pub, a symbol of hope, the English flag. While football has never been something I am particularly interested in, for years, I've had to pretend excitement and pick a team to support. You cannot say you don't like or do not follow football in England, as often this would lead to a long dialogue in which someone would begin telling you why you should support their team.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有2分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。